This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today threatened military action against South Korea as she verbally attacked Seoul over the worsening of bilateral relations. Kim Yo-jong described the South as an enemy and said what she called the useless inter-Korean liaison office in the border town of Kaesong would soon collapse. And she said it would be up to the North Korean military to decide on action to be taken against the South. U.S. President Donald Trump today delivered his first commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, where 1,100 U.S. Army cadets graduated. In his remarks, Mr. Trump talked about the rich diversity in the class of 2020, but he also emphasized the theme of unity, perhaps ironic at a time when many past defense establishment leaders have harshly criticized him as someone who promotes divisions. Case in point, former Trump Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who said the president has made no effort to unite the country. Mr. Trump also has gotten pushback from the current Pentagon chief, Mark Esper, who said he did not support the idea of using U.S. military troops to deal with racial justice protesters, something Mr. Trump had threatened to do. Another cloud at West Point, this week's admission from Military Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley that he had made a mistake by appearing in a photo op with President Trump holding a Bible in front of a church. That was a short time after the street had been cleared of peaceful demonstrators. Milley said he had violated the principle of keeping the military out of politics. Donald Trump and defense officials are also at odds over the idea of renaming American bases which honor the memory of Confederate military leaders. The Pentagon says it's open to the idea. The president says he won't even discuss it. The Confederacy was made up of southern states that left the Union in 1861, then waged civil war against it until surrendering in 1865. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. President Trump says after talking to African-American friends, he has moved the date of a political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, from June 19th to the 20th, out of respect for a date that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Mr. Trump had faced heavy criticism both for the timing and location of his rally. Tulsa was the scene of white mob killings that cost scores of American black lives during 2 days of violence in 1921. Some historians put the toll as high as 300. President Trump's decision to do his West Point address today in person countered a New York outdoor graduation crowd limit of 150 people because of the pandemic. Cadets prepared for the day with 2 weeks in quarantine. Parents and friends were barred from the ceremony. The latest on the pandemic here in the U.S., New York has suffered the worst of coronavirus cruelty. 31,000 lives lost, a case count of close to 381,000. The pandemic continues to take tens of thousands of lives across the globe every day. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of infections at almost 7.7 million, with nearly 427,000 lives lost. India's had about 309,000 cases, the fourth highest number in the world, with new cases up by 11,000 in the past day. India's fatality count is just under 9,000. Quoting unnamed sources, Politico is reporting that U.S. Mike Pompeo plans a trip to Hawaii to meet with Chinese government officials. Pompeo is a strong China critic, who has echoed President Trump's charge that China could have prevented the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people around the world by being more transparent about the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Beijing says it's locked down 11 residential neighborhoods to cope with a new outbreak of disease. This after China said 45 people who live near a wholesale food market had tested positive for the virus. The United States leads the world in COVID-19 numbers, more than 2 million cases and a death toll closing in on 115,000. There are new spikes in COVID figures reported in nearly 20 American states, including Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, and Alabama. But they're sticking with their back-to-work plans despite warning signs that they risk the danger of expanding current outbreaks. Even with rising caseloads, eat-in restaurants in Texas are now being allowed to operate at 75% capacity. Arizona officials are warning people against being part of large crowds. President Trump takes his re-election campaign to Arizona 10 days from now in an arena that holds 6,500 people. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning people in Black Lives Matter demonstrations in the UK this weekend against violence, saying anyone attacking public property will face the full force of the law. At last weekend's London protests, there were dozens of arrests and close to 30 police officers injured. Several demonstrations were planned for today. More news online at voanews.com, and remember, there is a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.